WPFP. Translator W276DJ at 103.1 FM Park Falls, Wisconsin. Broadcasting from an old rickety shack on the shores of the Flambeau River. This is Jack FM.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Tomorrow marks 2 years since the Russian invasion of Ukraine, and today the White House is set to announce hundreds of new sanctions against Russia for that and the death of dissident Alexei Navalny. Tomorrow is the South Carolina primary. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley trailing Donald Trump badly in the polls, but says she will stay in the race regardless of the outcome. ABC's Alex Perchet has more from Charleston.
When you see a 30-point gap in the polls, it is indicative of where the winds are kind of blowing, if you will, but a lot of this also depends on turnout. And so I think, you know, while the former president has a 30-point lead right now, according to our 538 averages, a lot of this depends on how many people show up to this primary. And so that's what I'm going to be watching for turnout tomorrow.
AT&T is taking the blame for Thursday's major cell phone outage. Some thought it was a cyber attack. It wasn't. The carrier says it was a software update that went wrong. Still not clear how many of AT&T's customers were affected. This is ABC News.